As the Alaska Board of Fisheries begins its work session in Anchorage today, it will consider requests from the Kenai Peninsula Borough and cities of Kenai and Soldotna to meet on the Kenai Peninsula in the future. The board considers Upper Cook Inlet management issues every 3 years. It's going on 20 years since the board held a full meeting on the Central Peninsula. Despite being home to some of the largest salmon-producing rivers and associated fisheries in the region, the Borough Assembly and Kenai and Soldotna City Councils passed resolutions last week to request that the board convene on the peninsula for its next Upper Cook Inlet meeting, scheduled for 2020. The board will likely consider the request today. The board will also consider a proposal that would direct fishery managers to restrict opportunities for all user groups more equitably when salmon escapement goals are in danger of not being met. Karen Craig of Kenai submitted the proposal. She says she's concerned that commercial fisheries bear the brunt of conservation when salmon returns are low. Craig points to commercial fishing closures this July during a sluggish late-run sockeye return to the Kenai River. The run ended up making escapement, though run timing was late, and fishing game restricted commercial fishing periods as a way to boost escapement numbers. The in-river sport fishery and personal-use dipnet fishery at the mouth of the Kenai continued without restriction during that time. Craig says she's particularly concerned about the growth in the dipnet fishery and what she sees as Fish and Game's reluctance to restrict that fishery.
The Department of Fish and Game doesn't have any directives to manage the dipnet fisheries. You know, they can shut them down. They don't. Even when the escapement hasn't been met yet, they're still open fishing, you know, for 3 weeks straight. I'd like to see them have some kind of directive to close down other user groups, specifically dipneters, when the escapement hasn't been met in the river.
In Fish and Game's written response to Craig's proposal, staff notes that, though the department does tend to restrict commercial fisheries first due to their larger harvest potential when sockeye runs seem to be in danger of under-escapement, the department does have the authority to restrict sport and personal use fisheries as well.
But it's not happening. And the next Board of Fish isn't for 2.5 more years. I'm hoping that they'll be able to do something in the interim where the department will have the power to manage the net fisheries or, you know, the other ones, besides just closing the commercial that all of them share in the conservation of the sockeye.
The Board of Fish work session convenes at the Egan Center in Anchorage at 8:30 this morning.